So the question, a lot of things are going to change when Mashiach comes. One of the questions, one of the things that might change is the Tum of Nida. Halachas of Nida might not be applicable. Why so? So the Gemara in Erevin says that, what's the reason why we have Tumas Nida? The reason we have Tumas Nida is because of the Chet Tzadas. Because of the Chet Tzadas, and the Tumah and Ra was mixed into was mixed in everywhere, also in the Gufa, especially with Chava. She was the one who started the Chet Tzadas. And therefore, that's why the Tumah is over there. And since Yid has a Helika body, the Mela, the way the Rebbe explains it, it can't stand the Tumah, and it pushes it out every month. It has to clean itself out, and then he has to do the Zayinikim, to ask in order to do the Birurim. So that's the Seder. So the Kshayla is, Lasilava Mashiach comes. The Pasuk says, Viruach HaTumah Avim in Oretz. Maybe things should be different. Maybe we won't have this. Maybe this Tumas Nidah should change. And there's a Medrash, the Avitas HaKadosh brings on the Medrash that says, Ikach in the Medrash, that when Mashiach comes, things are going to go back to the way they were before the Chedei Zadas. So maybe this will change also. So this question is actually a machlokes on the Medrash. There's a Medrash Tehillim. It says, what does mean Hashem Matir Asurim? Pasha Pshat means that people who are locked up in jail, they should let them out. But the Medrash has a different taich. First taich the Medrash brings is that treifa animals. All treifa animals, the Eibush is going to make them kosher. That's one opinion in the Medrash. Then the Medrash brings a second opinion that says, no. You can't say the tummy animals are going to be kosher. The Eibush is going to get rid of the tummy animals. They're not going to be around. They're not going to become kosher. Elamayev, so what does it mean? Hashem Matir Surin. The Eibush makes all. The Eibush will make things asr mutter. So Medrash says it's referring to Nida. That the Eibush made Nida asr to her husband. But Lassi Lava, Manruach Tumah Avimin Aretz. And the Tumas Nida won't be here anymore. Because Tumah refers to Nida. That's the second opinion. Then the Medrash brings a third opinion, which we'll read inside now, that not only forget about whether Tumas Nidda is going to be mutter or not, but Tashmish is going to be usher the whole Yemei Samashi in Lasi Lavi.
What's the point of a woman not being a Nid anymore if
Tashmish
is not allowed?
Also, I'm saying they argue on the whole thing. We said there's not going to be Tumas Nidda, so forget about Tumas Nidda. It's the whole time, the whole Tashmish is going to be usher. Yes, that's what he said. Yes, I mean, after Tashmish Amitah, he has to do the love. Teidal Chashakainu, how do we know? Shabim Shinigla Kadesh Baruch Al Harsinai, Litin HaTayr Al Yisrael. And Abishai came to Harsinai, give the Tayr to the Yidin, Asr Tashmish Amitah Shleisha Yamin. It's the 3 days they weren't allowed to be together. Shnem Rahayu Nechainim, the Shleisha Yamin. Al Tikshu Al Isha, don't go to your wife. And if so, Umak Shinigla Aleim Yim Echad, Asr Mitashmish Amitah. And if just came for 1 day, already for 3 days beforehand, the saucer. The Shechina is going to be with the Yidden with us in the world. For how much more so it should be also? So you're asking, are we not going to ask Shaila, according to this opinion, are we not going to have children when Mashiach comes? Yeah, we're going to see later. Yeah, the Gemara says on Mashiach that there's Kharivya led us Yachta. They're going to be having children every day. So how could that be if Tashmish is going to be Asr? So I don't know. Could be. So one question is, what is this Medrash referring to? Is it referring to Yemei Samashiach or is it referring to Ilam Haba? If it's referring to Yemei Samashiach, so then, yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Isla Asr Lavi is referring to Ilam Haba, which is going to be after Yemei Samashiach. So it could be the other Pesukim about having children every day is referring to Yemei Samashiach. And this opinion is referring to Ilam Haba. Right, the Gemara in Brachi says Ilam Haba, there's no period of Rivia. There's no period of Rivia.
Ilam Haba means after the transformation.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it's referring to. I don't know. So at least there's at least one opinion that says that Tumas Nida won't be applicable to Asalavi. So what's going to happen? We'll have to wait and see. So this is in regards to Tumas Nida. So, but there's another Tuma that a lady has besides the Tumas Nida. There's Tumas Leda, birth. Even if there's no blood at all, she's still tummy because she had the giving birth already makes her tummy. So So is this going to be applicable? Are we still going to have this? So before we answer this question, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which we mentioned before. So it says that Mashiach comes, and that a lady is going to be having children every day. And we're going to see this. There are three different opinions. How do you understand this Gemara? How does it work? How is she going to be having children every day? So Gemara is in the third Mayor Malkim, Shabbos, Taflamidol, and Beis. The Gemara says, Yosef Rabban Gamliel, the Kadarish, and Hidarshan, and Asida Isha Shateli B'chol Yom. And Lassid Lava, Isha will have children every day. Shinemar, in Yirmiyo, says, Harav Yeledas Yachtov. And Harav Yeledas, she will
be together.
Yeah.
Means I got to make an order every day.
It means you should buy stocks and Pampers.
No, the kids
get reformed
those, right?
I thought. Oh, maybe. So, Lidlag Olav Isay Talmud, a child, so one of the students laughed at him. Omar, Enkel Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, says there's nothing new. There won't be new things in this world. Whatever, there won't be any new things that don't exist now. So, how Mitamol are going to be having children every day? Can't be. So, Omar Lei, Barvar Echa, Dugmosan, Ba'il Mazeh. I will show you something similar that exists now. Nafak Achilei Tarnagelis showed him a chicken.
Chicken, not every single day.
They don't have they don't lay eggs every day.
306, but they're not every single day.
What? Say again.
Chickens do not lay every single day. I know.
How often do they lay?
Enough to say almost over the entire year, but not. You can't count.
And how long does it take
day
for those eggs to become a chicken?
Depends if they're fertile or not. That would be their start.
How? For a month straight, they could be having babies. Every day, they're laying eggs every day for a month straight. Okay, it's good enough of the example.
It's close enough.
See, you already see something similar. You have a chicken it could go for most of the year, have laying eggs every day. So, fine, that's what he answered him. So, the question, what does mean, Harvi led us Yachtov? So, that the bird, how do we see from the Tashis when this Pasuk is going to be having children every day? So, Rashi learns that she's the same day she gave birth. She will become pregnant.
No. She'll be,
no. The same day she gives birth, she will become pregnant. And since the husband and wife will be together every day, so therefore usually you can't become pregnant while you're giving birth, right? Usually that's how it works. Or while you're pregnant with one baby, you can't become pregnant with another baby. But also lovely, they'll be together, since they'll be together every day, therefore it's gonna stack up after a while. And eventually, every day she'll be giving another birth from the time they were together 9 months ago.
She'll be thrilled.
So I don't know how it's going to work. It's going to be like a conveyor belt system. So they will be able to be conceive and have children at the same time. So therefore, eventually, it's going to build up. So this is Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi is Harivei Ledes Yachtov V'Yem Shaharazeh. Here, the same day she came pregnant with this child, you let this fall to Acher. She will have another child. She will give birth. K'may Tarnagelas, just like a rooster.
So she give birth for the child. Rooster.
Yeah. So.
Tarnagelas.
I'm sorry. A chicken. And so therefore, right. So snapshot. How do you let this Yachtov that the same day she became pregnant, she'll give birth. It's for the baby. She became pregnant a long time ago. She's going to give birth a while later, but it's going to build up, and eventually every day she's going to be having another child.
Where's she
going to
put them
all? I don't know.
Why can't you just say push it? Every day she becomes pregnant, the next day she has a baby.
Right, but that's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns differently.
We'll
see later that Arizal learns like that.
9 months, one day.
One day.
One day.
What do you mean? What? 9 months she had what?
Yeah, from 9 months back. Yeah.
Is it from 9 months back?
Yeah, it could be from 9 months back. Well, I'm saying usually that's how it works, right? It takes 9 months to have a baby.
The baby has to develop that. Well, you're born, you know, what's the next day?
Yeah.
Blocks of flats.
Yes, how's it going to work? I don't know. Fine. So this is Eva commenting, V'kivin shem shameshes b'chol yim, and since they'll be together every day, the husband and wife, nimsa she led us b'chol yim, automatically she's going to give birth every day. Meaning from the child that they had that was pregnant from 9 months ago. The Hachi Mashmakra, this was says in Pasuk, B'chol Eish Shehi Misaberes, whenever she becomes, every day she's becoming pregnant, Yeledah, she'll be giving birth at the same time. Shema Meheres Lig Mertzus Havon Lezman Mut. Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not 9 months.
Why 9 months? Every day. The night, the next day she has a baby, the next night she has a baby, the next night. 365 times a year, except for Yom Kippur.
Okay, fine, so... 365. So the Pshat I told you...
Why would you celebrate Tisha B'Av when Mashiach comes?
But the Pshat I told you before that it's not going to be the same day. That's how the Rasha learns in Rashi. The Rasha says the Gemara compares it to a chicken. The Gemara compares it to chicken. So the Rasha brings the Gemara, and if I think in the Chiris, that the chicken doesn't lay an egg the same day it was together with the rooster. It builds up. It takes 23 days later, but it builds up. There's a whole bunch of them, and it comes out one after another.
Yeah, have you ever seen a chicken and seen inside a whole lot of little yellow yolks?
So the way the Marshal learns Rashi, it's not going to be the same day. That each day she will give birth to the baby, which is going to be so. It could be it'll be quicker. Yeah, Rashi is shemim maharis lig bratzus havlat. Okay, so I guess you won't be 360 the fetuses and the baby waiting. Maybe they'll be less, but yeah, okay. So that's how. So one of the questions Olam Mefarshim asks on Rashi. Rashi says that she's going to be together they're going to be together every day. The question is, what happened to Tumas Leida?
Correct.
Once you give birth, you're tummy. How could they be together the next day if she's supposed to be tummy for a week or two?
If 9 months is translated to one day, then the tummy is
So a lot of Mefarshim want to learn. One of them is the Ikur Dekava, which I brought down here. They want to say that just like the Medrash says that Tumas Nida won't be around when Mashiach comes, so too Tumas Yeledes, the Tuma of childbirth, will also not be around when Mashiach comes. She will be, and therefore, with that, you can understand Rashi. How could it be that they will be together every single day, even though they're having children? Because that impurity won't be around anymore. And that's how some of Farshim explain. However, that. Do we have time? Yeah, you'll see it inside. He writes, Venirulin, the Hine, Tsar Heroyin Valida Vitumasa. So the tsara of pregnancy and birth and the tumo from it nimshach mechite chava v'zua masa nochash kneida. It comes from the chite sadas from that the chava did kneida, and like the Gemara says in Evin kufam erbeis ki koydim achid alu lamita shnayim v'yardu shiva kneida. Yeah, the Medrash in Brachos Rava says that before chite sadas, two people went onto the bed, and when they came off, they were seven came off. They had a bunch of kids right afterwards, on the same day. V'chein la'asi v'mher b'meinu yia harav yiledes yachtav. The Gemara says Shabbos Lamed. He tufsak zumas anachash v'chalasa. So therefore, since all that's going to stop, meila lo yia shum tuma b'leida. Automatically, there won't be any tuma b'leida. V'zeh sherimza sheramza teira hateira isha kisa ziria. So he was bothered with the question. It says, Isha ki sazriya v'yalda zachar. Why ki sazriya? Say, v'isha ki yalda. Isha ki... Why are you saying sazriya? V'achar kach and then v'yalda zachar. So he says, why? He says, d'hainu shiyya hemshech zman bein hazriya. When do you say that Isha is going to be tamei from childbirth? If there's a gap in between the zriya, the conception, and the childbirth, she has to wait a while. She has to wait 9 months. That's when she becomes tamei from the childbirth. Oz v'tama, mashenkin. Whereas kishyavi has man shiti azriya v'alida yachtav. When the zriya, when the conception and childbirth be on the same day, oz leiti tami. She won't become impure. Kenal kein niralim misvarasi. That's what he says. That's what it makes sense according to me. And Hashem hatev yichaper. And they sure should forgive me if I made any mistakes.
Who says that?
This is the Igor the Kala. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I saw his name, but I forgot. Ushbe.
When did he live? I mean, what is he, Rishon or Achron?
No, I think he's Achron.
An Achron?
Yeah. That's why he asked the Iverser for a kafara.
He names it, yeah.
So the way he's explaining really is coming from the Arizal. The Arizal and the Kutei HaShas of the Arizal. Over there he explains like that, that the same day she becomes pregnant, she will give birth. And he says, why? Because Dafka now in this man of Golos, you have to go through the whole Iber, you have to go through the whole pregnancy 9 months until it's ready. But he makes a Mashiach, we're not going to have that, we're not going to need that. The Tzemach Tzedek in the Tehillim, Yehalurin, over there he explains, he says that it's going to, instead of nine months, it's going to take 9 hours. Yeah, so it says, instead of 9 months, it's going to take 9 hours to have the child. So it's really the Arizal writes, it's supposed to be Amar Rebbe, I see the Isha Tehillim B'chol Yom, Shenemar, how do we let us Yachtet? Or conceive and have a birth at the same time. That's what the Gemara says. The neshama, the klippas will get destroyed, and the neshama is when you go through the long birur, which they go through the 9 months. That they have to go through the pregnancy. It doesn't need to take a long time. Rak harvi ledes yachtev. But if you aim on that day, k'meish haya b'tchilas abriya. Ba'adam rishayin, nashal l'mita shnayim, v'yardu chulu, and seven came off. Gam ze mi'arav zal, from Arizal. So that's the verse from Arizal.
Seven children, you don't even have a hand. That's
a prison. I was going to ask you that, what does that mean? So, right? I think they had sisters, right?
But that was after the chet. That was after the chet.
Before the chet. Before the chet.
What before the chet? Before and after the chet.
So where's the five? Which
one? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Cain and Hebel. And is that a twin? That's four. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It says in the pasuk that as fast, three times. One of the fights was who should have two of the sisters. They were fighting over.
Okay. Fine, so now, however, in the way the Rebbe explains in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe has a different pshat. What's pshat? Haravi ledes yachtav. So look at in the Tanya, Ingros Kedesh Shimcha Vav, Alter Rebbe writes, Gam tumus yledes sech leida. So that loss of we need the halachas. We're also going to need to know the halachas of tumus yledes. Kedesh siv haravi ledes yachtav. In tail isha b'chol yemi bia achas. So the way that Alter Rebbe explains over here, mi bia achas. That from one bia, from one time being with her husband, she will be able to have many children for the next long amount of time.
Many animals and fishes like that. Guppies are pregnant for six broods.
Yeah.
So it's
a whole other pshat. Until now, it sounds like we were saying that the way Rashi says, every day she'll be together with her husband, and therefore she will have, because of that she'll have children every day. But the way the Alter Rebbe explains, it's not pshat that they're going to be together with her husband every day. Because what happened to Masleida? She's going to be tummy when she has a child. How could they be together? So the way the Alter Rebbe explains that, no, from one bia, from one time being together, she will be able to have children for the next, I don't know how long, month, weeks, months, a year? I'm not sure. So according to this, it sounds like she will be tummy. The Rebbe's medayik, the way the Alter Rebbe is learning over here, is that Dafka Tumas Nida is going to stop. But Tumas Yeledas is still going to stay. Yeah, it won't change. She was Tumas Yeledas. Yeledas.
That she will become Tommy.
Yeah, she will be from the birth.
But she'll have babies for a month, let's say.
You won't have to be with her again, because she'll have one baby.
She'll have one after the other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you said like fish do that.
So the Rebbe brings that down. The Rebbe brings the letter, and the Rebbe explains it. Some people want to explain what does mean mevia achas. They want to explain mevia achas. She brings a carbon. So the Rebbe, whatever in the Haris on the Birman and on Birman on Igor's Kodesh. So the Rebbe says it's not pshat. Pshat is mevia achas. From mevia she'll have many children.